"Have reached John Cullum of Cullum Caretaken and Camp Checkin," said Cullum's voice in its familiar slow Yankee drawl. "I got called away, kinda sudden, don't you know, and can't say with any degree of certainty just when I'll be back. If this inconveniences you, I beg pardon, but you can call Gary Kroll at 926-5555 or Junior Barker at 929-4211.
Eddie's initial dismay had departed. Departed, Cullum himself would have said. Right around the time the man's wavery recorded voice was telling Eddie that he, Cullum, couldn't say with any degree of certainty when he'd be back. Because Cullum was right there, in his hobbity little cottage on the western shore of Keewaddin Pond, either sitting on his overstuffed hobbity sofa or in one of the two similarly overstuffed hobbity chairs. Sitting there and monitoring messages on his no-doubt clunky mid-70s answering machine. And Eddie knew this because he just knew. The primitive recording couldn't completely hide the sly humor that had crept into Cullum's voice by the end of the message.
"'Cause if you're still set on talking to nobody but yours truly, you can leave me a message at the beep. Keep it short.'
Eddie waited for the beep and then said, "'It's Eddie Dean, John. I know you're there, and I think you've been waiting for my call. Don't ask me why I think that, because I don't really know, but—'
There was a loud click in Eddie's ear, and then Cullum's voice, his live voice, said, "'Hello there, son.' You taking good care of my car?"
For a moment Eddie was too bemused to reply, for Cullum's down-east accent had turned the question into something quite different. "You taking good care of my car?"
"Boy?"
Cullum asked, suddenly concerned. "You still on the wire?"
"Yeah," Eddie said, "and so are you. I thought you were going to Vermont, John." "Well, I tell you what, this place ain't seen a day this exciting probably since South Stoneham's shoe burnt down in 1923. The cops have got all the roads out of town blocked off.